Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And today I'm so excited because we are kicking off our new show, Breakthrough Miracle Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio, of course. And you've heard me before on Your Soul Guidance Radio. And now today we're here with a brand new show. And Jamar Brown is going to be my first guest. And the subject we're going to talk about is You're Ugly. Isn't that an amazing subject? More about that in a little bit. But this show, we're live every Wednesday at 6 Pacific time and 9 Eastern time. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to tap into that potential and how you move from stuck to unstoppable to birth your big dreams. And for everyone, as this show is now brand new, I have a brand new set of gifts, 7 gifts to unlock that breakthrough miracle. And anyone who's listening can download these 7 gifts for free on breakthroughmiracles.com. That's on breakthroughmiracles.com. And what you get there is all these different ways to create and unlock your breakthrough miracle. You'll learn how to hear what your soul is saying, so there's no more confusion. You know what your fear has been stopping and protecting you from and how to sidestep that fear. You're going to discover the baby steps that bring you closer to your dream. There's exercises to shift your mindset within minutes, so no time wasted. And you'll experience your own miracle that clears out the fog and confusion and brings you to your dream. You can get that for free, the 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle. You go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com, and I would love you to download that, because not only you get that, but you also every Monday morning you get a soul card reading in your email inbox. And actually for this week, the message were 2 messages. It was all about listening to what are the signs in the outside world that confirm you're on the right path. And the other card was about listening inside. What is your soul saying to you? What is that, you know, that urge, that feeling, or what is that guidance within that you can't ignore any longer? Well, I think we're all ready now to hear a little bit more about our guest, Jamar Brown. And Jamar Brown, I've had Jamar on my show, Your Soul Guidance, before, and we had such an amazing conversation, and I couldn't resist calling him back. And he has an exciting story. But a little bit about Jamar. He's the president of the Kaizen Way, and he's an award-winning 20-year corporate executive. He's an author and an in-demand turnaround strategist in the healthcare industry. He's a popular keynote speaker and a highly respected consultant. And today he's going to talk about his book, You're Ugly. And in Your Ugly, Jamar was really inspired to tell his own story of being bullied and all the negative effects of bullying, as he puts it, like, you know, harsh words do hurt more than stick and stones. And I don't want to have you wait any longer, and I really want to give the floor to Jamar. Jamar, welcome that you're back on my show.
Saskia, thank you so much. And even though we've kept in touch via email and things of that nature, we haven't spoken live in a while, but I wanted to let you know that I look forward to getting your emails every Monday with the Monday Morning Soul Card reading. One of the things I do is when I first wake up every morning, I spend at least 20 to 30 minutes just on sort of reconnecting with myself and getting my energy in the right place, and I save those soul card readings, and I look at it every single day, and it's a great way to start my day. So it's great to be on your show, and congratulations on the new show.
Well, I'm so happy you're here on this new show, and the Monday morning soul card readings, for me every week, and I get then so many emails from people like, this is right on, and really I have to think about it. And for everybody who's listening, if you want to get your soul card reading, go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com. And for this week, because you didn't receive it, it's about listening to the signs around you, listening to the signs within. And Jamar, we're going to get started right now. I believe we all have a soul path, right? And that calling, at some point we're really called. And very often we open that door to our soul, but there is that breakthrough. There is, you can call it a breakthrough miracle, but there is that moment of a breakthrough. Have you had that in your life?
Saskia, I've had that many times throughout my life. And what I've always tried to do ever since the first break the miracle that I was aware of, starting when I was a young child, and when I was in eighth grade, I was the valedictorian of my eighth grade class, and I was asked to give a speech, and I was nervous, I was scared to death, everyone's afraid of public speaking, and I remember I didn't know what to say, and I prayed, and I was just frantic trying to figure out what am I going to say. And the night before the presentation, I didn't have anything written down, and I literally just prayed and said, whatever comes over me, whatever I write on this paper is what I'm going to say. And I don't even remember what I wrote down. But the next day, I got up in front of the audience, and I gave my valedictorian, speech. And I just looked at the people's eyes in the audience, and they were completely, almost in a trance, staring at me. And I didn't know what was going on. And I didn't really even know the words I was saying, but I was just speaking. And then after the presentation, my uncle walked up to me and said, Jamar, that was like one of the most amazing speeches I ever heard. He said, you have a gift, and you have a gift that needs to be shown to the world. And he said, one day, I know you're going to be out there sharing this gift with the world. And that was the first time I realized the power of just accepting who you are, just allowing your spirit and your soul to guide you. And I made a decision that day that I was going to always do that. And so throughout my entire career, that's, in life, that's what I always tried to do. Always try to follow my purpose, follow my spirit, follow the direction that my life was guiding me. And it is interesting, we'll get into more detail, but almost every step of the way, every decision that I made, career-wise, very few people that I was surrounded with understood or even were in favor of some of the decisions that I made. For example, when I decided to leave a 13-year career at Allergan Pharmaceuticals, when I went from an intern to regional sales director and one of the most successful people in the company, and I was winning awards, and I was sort of on that great corporate path, and then my soul said, Jamar, it's time for you to do something else. And people thought I was crazy for leaving a company where I was doing so well, but I knew in my heart it was the right thing for me to do, and it turned out to be an incredible move. And so I have experienced breakthrough, miracles. And we can talk a lot about, when and where. But I will say that when you follow your spirit and follow your heart and listen to yourself, you will experience miracles in life.
I so agree with that, Jamar. But it takes courage for us to, to listen to our soul and act on it. And I can only, attest to that. In my life, the biggest breakthroughs and the biggest miracles have happened when I do that. And I know it's, we're not raised about that. We're not raised like that. It's a whole new way of teaching. Our children also, you have to tune within and listen within. And I mean, you did a beautiful job in your delightful book, You're Ugly. And Jamar, did you make the drawings also in the book?
You know, I didn't do the drawings in the book. I actually, and once again, we talk about miracles. I give you a brief synopsis of the book. As you know, my entire career has been in business and healthcare and consulting and keynote speaking, and I was, you know, doing really well on that path, and I went from the corporate world to becoming an entrepreneur, and some incredible things happened. And literally earlier this year, I gave a presentation to a group of professionals called the Seven Pillars of Distinction. And in that, during that presentation, I discussed seven things that a person can do to become a person of distinction and live their life to the fullest. And the last, you know, pillar was the story of this young individual who was called ugly at a very young age, and how being called that term affected his entire life. It's kind of based on my story. And I said that because this person believed he was ugly because he was called that name by this bully, he decided, well, if I'm ugly and people won't like me for my looks, then I better be smart and I better be a good athlete. So he goes on to be
Jamar, I don't want to interrupt you. We're almost heading to break time. And I really, this is such a beautiful story. And it shows so much what the book is about, that we're heading to break time. Everybody stay tuned. We have our amazing guest, Jamar Brown, talking about You're Ugly. Talk to you in a minute.
To write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. I'm Saskia, your host, and we have our show today with Jamar Brown. You're ugly. Jamar, how can people connect with you? Could you give people your website and, you know, where they can get your book and all that?
Yes, the best way to connect with me via the website is thekaizenway.com, and that's the, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N-way.com. You can also call my office at area code 949-371-9077. And the my anti-bullying children's book for parents, You're Ugly, is available at Lulu, that's L-U-L-U.com, and on all the other online stores such as Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
Great. Jamar, I'm curious. You were in this conversation before the break. Could you follow up on that?
Yes, I was just discussing kind of, you know, where the idea for You're Ugly came from and how it all came together. And I was saying that I was given a presentation called The Seven Pillars of Distinction, which are seven things that a person can do to live their purpose and become a person of distinction in their life. And the last pillar is the story of this young child who experiences verbal bullying and gets called, and it's called ugly, and those words just sort of ingrained themselves into this person's psyche, and he thought he was ugly, and so he made the decision that if I'm ugly, then I better be smart, and I better be a good athlete. And he goes on his entire life thinking that he's ugly, and so he's so focused on being smart and being a good athlete because he wants people to focus on that about him rather than his looks, because he really thought that he was an ugly child. Well, he goes on to be very successful, and then, you know, one day he looks back and he realizes that if it hadn't been for that moment in his life where he was called ugly and he made the decision to become, you know, this great athlete and to become smart, then, you know, he wouldn't have become the person that he is today. And so he actually thanks the bully or the person that called him ugly. And at the end of, and I did it twice, like literally back-to-back weeks. I did it for a group of college students and for a group of adults, that presentation. And literally, Saskia, after each program, I had literally, you know, 5 to 10 people walk up to me, men and women with tears in their eyes, telling me how much they appreciated me sharing that story because they were suffering, you know, from being called, you know, ugly or stupid or fat or whatever it was when they were a child, and they've lived with that grief and that pain their entire life. And finally, they had someone that could understand them and someone that could they could share their experience with and help them break through and finally look back. And I honestly thank the person that called them whatever name and move on with their lives. And I said, wow, I didn't know that there were so many people that were suffering from the type of pain that I had experienced as a child. And so that was the first time I thought about sharing this story even more. And then you look on the news and you see every day so many stories of these children that are suffering from depression and self-doubt and fear, all because they were called something or because somebody said something to them. I was just so inspired to do something. And I literally stayed up all night from, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock at night until, you know, 6 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
And when I was done, I had written the book. And I just say, you know what, I'm going to go for it. And then speaking of, you know, we talk about fear, you know, during the break, I just said, I have to do this. I'm called to do it. And I did it. And then I hired, you know, a college student to do the illustrations. You asked where those came from, because I really like to give people an opportunity to share their gifts with the world, especially at a young age, because a lot of times people don't get opportunities. And she did a phenomenal job. Her name is Rachel Stilley. And the book is now on the market, and the reception has been tremendous. And now I find myself talking to anti-bullying groups and schools about You're Ugly. And I didn't set out in 2013 to even write a children's book, but I was called to do it. My spirit led me, and I followed it.
You know, I love that. And that's where we always, I believe, have to give in to the urges of our soul or spirit, how you call it, to go with that. I mean, you could have reasoned your way out of not doing it and see what a contribution you have now.
Well, and you're right. And the thing, you know, the word fear comes up, the fear that we all have experience in terms of, we know we're being called to do something, whether it's to change jobs or to write a book or to, you know, tell someone I love you, whatever it is, there's always this fear, and it holds people back. And I just got to the point, and I really want to share this with your listeners, that, you know, the fear in my life has almost gone away. And it's not because you know, I've you know, I'm some incredible person, but it's because there's countless times where I've experienced when I didn't give in to the fear and I gave in to myself and I went forward, the miracles and the gifts that life brings you in your life when you do that. And so for me, whenever I think about doing something and that fear kind of creeps in, I just remind myself, you know, Jamar, the other side of this is so much greater and so much more abundant than not doing something because you're afraid. And so for me, I'm fearful of not giving in to my spirit and not giving in to my soul because I know the pain and the weight that comes with that. And I know that the experience on the other side of not allowing fear to stop you from doing what you were called to do, it's just absolutely amazing. And I really hope that people begin to reflect on their lives and realize, yeah, that's true. You know?
Yeah, I can, you know, I can hear people listening and thinking that's true. And then yet, you know, what is your best strategy, Jamar, to move through fear?
I think the best strategy is, you know, for me, I like to, when I give presentations or when I do consulting, I like to really discuss things that I know, and I know my life, and I know, you know, about the little boy in eighth grade that gave that speech, and his uncle said, you know, you have a gift, and I know about when I made the decision to change different careers or change jobs and the abundance that happened for me. I know about when I was inspired to write my first book, What's Your Sales Story, and the incredible things that happened. And so for me, all I could say is, you know, reflect on your own life and reflect on the times. Well, two things. Number one, when you didn't give in to your fear and you move forward with your life and the greatness that happened, and remember those moments. And also remember those moments where you hesitated, where you didn't tell someone something that you wanted to, or you didn't pursue an opportunity, and just the weight that you felt and the pain internally that your soul felt because it cried out for something that you didn't do. And then just decide, which one is better? Is it better to follow your dreams and experience abundance and be happy and be free, and even if it works or not, at least you tried it? Or is it better to feel the pain of hesitation? And then just reflect on that and just decide, which side do you want to be on?
You know, and again, yesterday I was working with a client, and she really wants to quit her job and have another baby and stay home with her other children. And this is a dream she's had for so, so long. And yesterday she said, you know what, I really think I'm going to do it. And actually we did even pull some cards on that. And it was like, yeah, take the leap, be bold. But I said to her, you know what, time is so precious. You can never get back time. That's the one thing, you can never get back your time. And think of it, how valuable your time is right now. And think of at the end of your life, when your kids have grown up and you never quit your job and spend more time with your kids, you can never get that back. You can never, ever get that back. And you'll regret that. And, you know, for everybody who's listening, I'm like, you know, you only get older. Time is going. And you can wait and procrastinate for a very long time, or, you know, set the baby steps and move through your fear. Because it's if there's that deep calling, like, you know, you gave into that, you wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and there you have a book. And very often it's not only for ourselves, but we serve others with it as well.
Well, and that's the other thing. And I thought about how many people, and this kind of came over me, I thought, how many people need to hear, you know, my story, or how many people need to hear Sophia's story? How many people need to hear so many other people's story? And it's just one of those things where, you know, to your point, and I talked in my first book, I talk a lot about how the ego can get in the way. And it's not about yourself. It's not about Jamar Brown. I know Saskia. I know you personally. I know it's not about you. It's about what you can give to other people, how you can serve other people. And so for anyone, that's the other part about this fear thing is, it's, you know, sometimes you got to take yourself out of the equation and think, maybe this message that's in me or this calling is really for someone else. And what if they don't hear it? What if I didn't give that presentation and I, what if I was afraid to share my story about being called ugly and how it affected me? Because no one would have ever known that. Everyone, you know, thinks, you know, I'm this, you know, great guy and have done well and everything that looks great. But what if I didn't share that, you know, I suffered for years thinking I was ugly. And I mean,
I agree. And it's almost stingy, Jamar. I sometimes say to my coaching clients, I say, you know, it's almost stingy if you don't share your gift. You know, you keep it all for yourself. Plus,
right.
When we start sharing, you know, I had the same. I wrote my book, best-selling book, A Suitcase Full of Faith. And it has 47 stories about how you listen to your soul and act on it. And how we moved, you know, from Holland as pilgrims to America, how I was, you know, caught in the jungle at gunpoint. There's many, many stories. But the key point is, I didn't want to write that book. And people were asking me years and years, and my clients, and I always used stories. And I didn't want to do it, Jamar, because I felt too vulnerable to do it, because I thought, well, what if it's not good? And then one day I'm like, you know what? What the heck? I'm doing it. And in 21 days, I wrote that book. I couldn't stop writing. And, you know, the reviews I get from people, how people got so inspired and took enormous leaps. I mean, I can't even think of it if I had not done it. And it was really not even for me. It was also for other people. And that's absolutely with all of us. Our dreams are for us. And yes, we always make an impact to other people's lives. But I think we have to go to break time already. Everyone, stay tuned. We have Jamar Brown here as our guest. And you're up for more really inspiring stories from Jamar after the break.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. And as I announced just before, and maybe you just joined in and listened, this is the kickoff of this new show. And it's also the kickoff. I have a great gift for you, the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. And no matter if you want to write a book or change your career or find your soulmate, you can absolutely unlock that miracle. I have 7 free gifts, and you can find that on www.breakthroughmiracles.com. And you're going to learn what your soul is saying to you and how you can sidestep your fear, what baby steps you can take to move forward, how you can shift your mindset, and how you can experience that miracle and, you know, let go of the fog. Not only will you learn that, you will also every Monday morning get a Monday morning soul card reading that sets you up for the whole week and moves you closer to your soul, where you can listen and know how to act on it. Today we have Jamar, how can people connect with you and learn more about your book, about the service you offer?
Sure. Thanks, Saskia. The way to connect with me, and my company does a couple of things. We work with different corporations, and particularly in the healthcare industry, but also non-healthcare companies. We really focus on how do we empower and inspire your employees so that they come to work the best they can be and provide the best possible, you know, work and service for your organization, which helps, you know, the greater cause, which is the people that your company serves. And so the way to connect with my company is thekaizenway.com. That's the, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N, way.com. You can also call my office directly at 949-371-9077. And you can find the book, You're Ugly, as well as my other book, What's Your Sell Story, on thekaizenway.com, through Lulu, L-U-L-U.com, and then, of course, on the online sites such as Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com.
Thank you, Jamar. To dive into your book a little more, Jamar, in your book, You're Ugly, you know, you write about the story, about the bullying, but you have these 7 principles. And I loved the principles for, you know, basically it's a guide for parents, because I think as parents, we have such an important role in, you know, setting the examples, I believe, for our kids. But in raising our kids, we can do so much. And I'm a mother of 5. So and I'm just, I love being a mom. And there's, you know, it fills my heart. So when I read your book, and I know you are such a devoted dad, what was your, you know, you have 7 principles for parents, but what is the key one? What's the one you want to speak about, you know, want to tell us about most?
Absolutely. And Saskia, when I was doing research for on bullying, I hadn't really thought about it. I did some research, and what I found was that verbal bullying occurs, you know, it's a staggering amount of time, much more than physical bullying.
Yeah.
And so that's why I decided to focus on verbal bullying, because those are the scars that people can't see, that people hold inside of them. That kind of inspired me to really write the book about, you know, the right, You're Ugly. And then I realized that because there's so many parents and older individuals that confided in me that they were affected by verbal bullying as a child and how that affected their lives. I was like, wow, you know, let me put a section in the book that not just speaks to children, but also speaks to parents, because I know, Saskia, you as a dedicated mother yourself, and I know how tremendous of a parent you are. You know, at the end of the day, and I have a daughter who I just adore, at the end of the day, when they leave the house and go to school or go to their friend's house, you know, you wish you could do so much for them. You wish you could be there every day, and you wish you could hear every conversation. You wish you could protect them from everything. But the truth is, you know, we can't. All we can do is do the best that we can to influence their attitudes and their thoughts and their mindset, so that when they do go out into the world and experience whatever it is they experience, that we hope that they hold true to certain principles and guidelines and values that protect them from negativity, from verbal bullying, so that keeps their confidence high, that helps them understand who they are. And so when I wrote the section in the book called A Message to Parents, I really thought about 7 things that I do with my daughter to help her develop her confidence, to help her have self-esteem, to help her understand who she is, so that when she goes out into the world, she doesn't get lost in all the things that can happen. And I think there are a couple of things that are really important. Number one is make building your child's character a priority. And there's many studies out there that discuss how early in life a person's personality and character is developed. And so I have my daughter listen to individuals like, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer. I have her, you know, read the Monday morning Soul Car readings that you're so grateful to send out every morning. And we discuss, you know, what are they saying? We discuss what do these things mean, because I want to shape her mindset to know that who the person she is and the importance of being the young lady that she was put on this earth to become. I think another one, just in the interest of time, really speaks to the communication we have with our children. And I remember as a child, when I ran through the house after I was called ugly, my mom and dad said, you know, what's wrong? And I gave that response that all kids give, nothing. But there was really something wrong. I wish I had just sat down and talked to them. But I didn't. And so with our daughter, my wife and I, we don't allow the word nothing to be said. Whenever we have a discussion, we talk, and you have to build that over time. You know, you have to, you know, make it a constant thing where you always talk. It's not like you can all of a sudden, you know, say, let's talk, and you haven't done that for years. So you have to start, you know, with in the mornings where you talk to them before they go to school. When they come home from school, just have a conversation. When you sense there's something wrong, just don't allow nothing. Just build a relationship as much as possible where they confide in you. So those are a couple.
Yeah, and it's almost, Jamar, a culture thing, because, you know, we're from Holland and we came here with our five kids. And what I noticed is, and I loved when I read that, you know, you talk that word nothing, that I hear very often, you know, they get a phone call. And then they're busy doing something, or they get a phone call and then I hear them say nothing. And I'm like, what nothing? You're at the dinner table, or you were playing with the dog, or, you know, it's such a common thing where they say, how are you? What are you doing? Nothing. And to me, it's always like, you know, don't say that, because
right.
Well, it's not even true.
Well, and it's tough. I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, these things, I'm the perfect parent or these things are easy. I'm not saying that. It's try to foster an environment where as much as possible there is that communication. Because as we know, just think about your own childhood, you know, oftentimes when there was something wrong and our parents asked us, or our guardians, our grandparents, whoever was watching us at the time, we know that when we said something that was, or nothing, there was really something there. And
yeah, of course.
And with our daughter, you know, I've been just, you know, knock on wood, so blessed that we have developed a relationship where more often than not, we do talk, and she does confide in me. She does share things. And as a father, that's the other thing about parenting. As a father with a daughter, sometimes you go, oh, do I want to hear about certain things, like the cute boy at school, or these pop songs, or, you know, whatever, and you know, or shopping. And you go, you know what? My wife told me, the more that you, you know, sort of reject listening to those things, the further you push your daughter away. And so I have to change my mindset and say, wait a second, I want to learn everything. I want to know everything. And since I've been more accepting and not reacting to everything, she's been so wonderful in terms of just sharing her life with me. And people that know me, I share things on Facebook about her, and I write about her a lot. And because it's true and it's real, and we have such a tremendous relationship, and it's because of focusing on building our characters, because, you know, listening and accepting whatever she says, is because fostering a relationship where nothing isn't accepted. And the other thing, there's also certain words and phrases that aren't accepted either, in terms of can't aren't possible. I mean, those are words that we just don't allow in our household, because I want her to you know, to not have those limits in her mind. And so I think that's why it's so important that I put that in the book, The Seven Things Parents Can Do With Their Children, because it's tremendous. And the parents that I've spoken to and shared this with have just been so thankful that I've opened the door for this discussion for them and their children.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's really, for all people who are listening with children, it's really the quality time, you know, and the moments that you're really with them. And I always say to friends of mine, you know, to physically be there is one thing, but to be available, like, you know, emotionally, spiritually, to really be there, that's what makes the difference. And that's when you get these conversations. And it's, I remember my mom was always waiting for me after school, and, you know, we had a talk, and I just still savor that until this day. And I remember that. And you know, not everybody is able to do that because maybe you work, but you pick other moments where you be there. You have a moment of stillness where you don't move around all the time. You sit with your tea or your coffee, and the child will come to you and you have those conversations. I love that, and I think it's so good for our children. And we've raised them a lot with, you know, the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, like, oh, that's never going to work, you know. That's not something that you can hear here often because, yeah, of course, then it won't, right?
Exactly.
But it's fun because the kids are really open to like what you provide on their plate. Basically, it's easy for them. It's easier for them than for us to learn all this.
Well, that's true. And you know, nowadays, you know, with all the different access they have to information, and I mean, they know a lot more than we think they know. And so you're right. I mean, they you know, it's where the world is changing, and with things like breakthrough miracles and just the way the world is going, you know, our children are becoming a lot more accepting of things and a lot more aware and a lot more knowledgeable than we can imagine. And so,
yeah, we want to make them aware. We have to make them aware of all the things that happen all the time and all the signs you're getting, and when you have to listen. And gosh, there's so much, and even like, you know, the awareness, like, look what's happening here. And this is a sign that you really have to follow up on this. But I get a sign here from the producer that it's break time.
Speaking of awareness.
We're heading for break time here, guys. We're listening to Jamar Brown talking about his phenomenal book, You're Ugly. We're going to be back right after the break.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia, your host on Breakthrough Miracles Radio. We're back with our guest, Jamar Brown. Jamar, how do people connect with you?
The best way to reach my company, The Kaizen Way, is through our website, thekaizenway.com, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N. You can also call my office line at 949-371-9077. We focus on consulting and how to help people eliminate what's holding them back from their business success and their personal success. And so we work with a lot of healthcare companies, healthcare and non-healthcare companies, and also individuals that are looking for one-on-one coaching as well.
Thank you, Jamar. Jamar, we were talking in break time a little bit about, talking about fear, right? Like moving through fear. And how do we do it? And, everybody conquers fear. At some point it comes up and it's always a challenge, like, okay, do I move through it or do I stay where I am? And I think it's our natural innate, it's our natural urge to keep growing and keep expanding. And you took a very big leap. Can you talk about that a bit?
I did, and it happened probably about a year and a half or so ago. I was in corporate America. I had been recruited, speaking of miracles, out of the blue, was recruited by a company to be the VP of sales, and I was the youngest person, one of the youngest people in the company, on a side note, was, one of the very few African-American employees in the company. So to get recruited to be the VP of sales at a medical device company, I think I was 33 at the time, was just an incredible opportunity, and I was just so thankful to have it. About a year and a half into that position, I started to hear my soul call me to do something different. And it was basically saying, Jamar, I've everything that you've wanted to do, you've gotten in terms of promotions and being salesperson of the year, sales manager of the year, and all these things. And I just felt like, you're being called to do something more. You're being called to provide your gifts for people and your talents and speak and consult full time. Because when you work at a company, it's you're on their time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I absolutely love corporate America, and it for providing me and my family with some tremendous things. But my spirit said there's time for you to do something more. One of the main reasons when we look at fear. I wasn't sure, how I was going to do different things, how I was going to start my company, how I was going to earn a living, leaving my corporate job. But then the why took the how. And the why was I looked at my daughter and I thought, she's going to turn 11 this month, but, she was 9 at the time. And I thought, since she was born, I've been on the road, 3 to 4 nights a week, every single week. And my attitude was always, well, I'm attending the big events. I attended all the father-daughter dances. I attended the award ceremonies when she, was on the honor roll. And I would fly in if I had to go to her birthday, party, and I would fly back out to work. And I thought that was enough. And I thought to myself, it's not so much the big events. It's, like you said earlier, it's being there every single day. And it's being present and aware every moment that you have with your child. And I said, you know what? It's time for me to do two things. Number one, follow my spirit and let my spirit guide me business-wise, but also sort of reconnect with my daughter, and we had a great relationship already, but it was like to be there every single day. And so I decided to spoke to my wife. We decided that I would take time off work, and I spent nearly the entire school year with my daughter, taking her to school, picking her up. You know, I joined the school board and just developed this tremendous, you know, relationship, and I just really got to know her. And, you know, from a business standpoint, you know, things started happening that were just incredible in terms of opportunities. For example, one of the things that I was, I partnered up with the Alltech Media Group, and they asked me to develop a video magazine for healthcare. And I've been interviewing some of the most tremendous people in healthcare, CEOs and people that are former presidents of the California Medical Association, to discuss how they're changing lives through breakthroughs in healthcare, through providing their time and energy to make people's lives better. And we call it Successful Physicians Monthly. And it's not about financial success. It's about people that are really making a difference in this world in medicine. It's kind of like what you do, Saskia, with people in terms of making a difference in this world through their soul guidance. Mm. And so, you know, the fear of not having that steady paycheck, the fear of losing, you know, the status as a vice president of a company at a young age, the fear of losing the car allowance and the credit card, it went away when I thought about why I was doing it for my daughter and to really be the best person I could be and to live out and live my life according to my purpose. And it's just been an incredible experience. And I have had the most phenomenal year of my life this past year because of making that decision to follow my spirit and make the transition and have the breakthrough.
Yeah, it's true, Jamar, when we do that. And well, you know that we left with our family of seven because I was soul guided. We left Holland. We had little money. We moved to the United States. We had no jobs, and we came. And I just knew that that was the purpose. And the it wasn't, of course, that's not always easy. But the universe supports and the universe provides. But it's really that we have to tap into our trust. That at some point, you know, we always said you have to derail the train to make the changes. Because, you know, if you keep going on that one track, you know what destiny, you know, you go where you go to. And that means letting go of control and just diving into the deep and see what it has brought you. I mean, it's completely changed your life, the life of others, the life of your family, too.
Absolutely. And Saskia, you know, I know we have when it's our little bit of time. I want to tell you, I feel compelled to tell you how grateful I am for you, for what you do for your listeners and for your clients. And I can speak personally to, you know, who you are as a person, because when I, you know, I think I found you on Facebook or something like that, and you called me and we talked and you said, hey, look, why don't you come on my show? And you gave me an opportunity, you know, a while back, and I really want to thank you for that.
Oh, well, no, thank you so much. I mean, it's such a joy to have you here as a guest and see what you're doing and how you help the world. And Jamar, can you, for a last time, because we're almost going ending our show, what is your website, how people can connect with you?
The website is thekaizenway.com, and Kaizen is spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N. You can also call my office line at 949-371-9077, and the book, my books, What's Your Sales Story and Your Ugly, are available on my website, but also through lulu.com, lulu.com, and on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com as well.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much, Jamar. I want to tell the listeners, if you want to get your free gift to unlock your breakthrough miracle, you can get that. It's brand new. You get also your soul card reading every Monday morning. You go to www.breakthroughmiracles.com. And I have so enjoyed talking with you, Jamar, and I am sure the listeners have done that as well. Your book, You're Ugly, I mean, I can wholeheartedly recommend it to everybody. And not only the book is fun, but also the drawings are very fun. And I just love them. So have a wonderful week, everyone. Next week, we are back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Amethyst Wildfire. Have a wonderful week. This was Saskia.
been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.